Tim and Tefer should test. We did Sif Aleph. We did not finish the Mishpura in Sif Aleph. So we're looking at Sif Katan Dalet. So you say Shechiyonu below Kais. Keep them work Shechiyonu. Feel them who are dying Yutmi Boyoim. Keep them lay Allah. Keep them lay Allah. Kedush Shechiyonu and Kippurim. Basil Mishte. So once you said Shechiyonu, he gained Allah's man is there, you're saying it's Yom Kippur. So it's Yom Kippur, you can't drink. So it's being Makabal Yom Kippur early, which a person is able to do. So, like, there's Dinam Tosefes Yom Kippurim, so you can't drink. Now, Be'inesi Latina, so why don't you give it to a child? Oh, so the Mizrach Lishchais Yom Kippurim, I feel Kashigia Lashnas Yud Gimel. If we specifically go out of our way to give it to the child, he thinks that he's supposed to make Yiddish. So he might mistakenly believe that he's supposed to do this when he gets older. Fine. So we do without a curse. Nudin. You saw the batalis me bodyoim kedavorach. A person wants to put on a talis, so we put it where minute because of our talis in Yom Kippur. It's Mishabur says a swore before because Yom Kippur we're like Malachim and Malachim wear white and our talis once upon a time were white. Maybe now they're not so white anymore, but they were white once upon a time. So we put on a talis, but you want to put it on me by yom to allow you to make a bracha. Even if there was a beggar which is basically made for the daytime. So that's Machlokes Rishonim, whether a beggar which is made for the daytime is chayav and says it's belayla. So according to Rishonim, that beggar that the Mentara discusses, the Trusha Reisim is say. It means because there's a difference in a beggar yom and a beggar laila. Even if you wear the beggar laila b'yom, you're potter. If you wear the beggar b'yom b'laila, you're chayiv. Or similar. No, it means if you wear b'yom, you're chayiv. Wear b'laila, you're not. So b'safik, we're not gonna get involved in that machlokes. Finally, b'simin simin yurches sivkaton zayin mishtabura. So now, what about b'yom shmoshes? So do we argue sveik sveikun? First of all, could be still yom, and even if it's laila, some shit is whole that you can make a bracha on a ksus yom belaila. So he brought over there a machloikus if you're going to allow that. So he might the maisa the mishmer added into the kanech. You know, we have our very nice time and we have our clock, etc. But they would do it based on the sighting. Sometimes you weren't even sure about Ben Hashmoshes yet. So if you have a subject that's Ben Hashmoshes, you'd be able to make a bracha. The person, for whatever reason, runs into the kippur late. If he's still in that stage, he'd be able to make a bracha on the talis. Now, what about his Mekabel Yom Kippur early? So, can he make, once he's Mekabel Yom Kippur, is he allowed to make a bracha or not? So, that's also Mechlokes. Whether that would preclude you from saying the bracha on your talis or not. Okay, but if you want to say Tchol Nidre when it's still daytime. Oh my God, don't serve him Kerbeinu Tam the Mas and Allah Habosh Lo Yochelu. We so if it's from the Taurus Adorim, you have to do b'yom. Posh it. So if you're doing it. Speaking about the Adorim, which were once upon a time, so obviously you have to do it when it's still daytime. However, if you're talking about, according to Ben Tam, it was just an announcement that whatever I do in the future should not be for an editor. That you're allowed to do Belayla. So why are we doing it beyond? Masan Allah Boshal Yechelu. Mikamachim Domik Sasla for Adorim Shein Mifirim Shabbos Yamtiv Hudim Yom Kippurim. In some way, it parallels the idea of being matur neder because you're removing future nadarim. Therefore, you should not do a belayla. A famous issue which comes up is so we schedule it that starts with b'yom. We repeat Kol Nidre three times. So you have to get all three pronouncements of Kol Nidre in b'yom. We pass it not. Matur Fraim says as long as you get one in by day, that's good enough. Remember, he wanted us to try and set it up in such a way that by the time we finish everything, we're very close to Marav time. So you want to do it later. Well, you want to do it earlier, so that's the the balance, we do it fairly close to Shkia. We get one in before Shkia, and that's what we do afterwards. You say everything else, and it's fairly close to Marav time at that point in time.
It's close to Marav time because it's Yom Kippur. What's close to Marav time?
In other words, by the time you say Kol Nidre, you say one. The Kol Nidre takes some time because of the whole Nigan, etc. You say it once, Mibayoyim. The second Torah already is after Shkia. And then you have an Islach and a Salachti and all those. Then the Shechiyonu, you know, it's already, it's, you know, by that point in time, it's 10 minutes before Marv, you know, it's a month for Marv already. 15 minutes before, it's a month before Marv. You shouldn't change anything. Adalayla, you want these things to be Mamshech Adalayla. You should clearly spell them Arvis Belayla. We want to push off, but we shouldn't have Marv too early. If it's taka too early still, so say some tilim beforehand. I think about many places. I think the somebody the rub makes the drasha then. Fill the nigunim. You shouldn't change any minhagim, even the nigunim. Because that's going to confuse people. Fine. Nudin. And remember, bahava kurdim mikra kurdish. So in the Shemoneh Esrei, we say Mikra Kodesh Zechel Sitz Mitzrayim. We don't say Be'ahava Zechel Mikra Kodesh. We come to Shnogim Lamer Be'ahava Mikra Kodesh Ein L'Shanes. But if that's the minhag already, we don't have to change it. Mimchal B'Shabbos Enomim Elokeinu Melkei Avoseinu Ritzei Menuchaseinu. The Kivan Du Yom Tainas Ein Kol Kach Rotzim Menuchaseinu. This is the Magen Avram. We don't say Ritzei Menuchaseinu on Shabbos like this year. Although I remember when Kleiner Shem Lokeinu Be'ava Barotzer and Shabbos Kotshecho Yinuchu Bo Yisrael V'kadjei Shemecho V'sayim Ketos Echon Yisrael V'loi Lomer V'dvorcha Emes Echayim Lahat, which is what we do. Fine. Beis V'leil Yom Kippur M'mach Rosa Armin Baruch Hashem K'mon Chosed Olam Bo'ed B'kol Rom. Say Baruch Shem out loud. The Mishnah Baruch Ches Mikol Rom. Do Shiras Hamalachim. Yom Kippur is Gam Yisol Doimim LeMalachim. So Baruch Shem is how the Malachim praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. Gimel. Yimchal B'Shabbos. Amrim Vayichulu. After you finish Manasseh by Maariv, you say Vayichulu Baruch Achaz Mein Sheva. So in the bracha main sheva, we do not mention Yom Kippur. So this day, this tefillah, the main sheva, it's not shy to Yom Kippur. There was a question. If I'm mistaken in the Bayechulu, he said Hakela Kodesh. Right. So, if they realize the mistake before they finish the final bracha, the person should go back. Otherwise, it doesn't go back. We had three people standing there by the chazan. So now, what is this about? Why do you have the three people there? You'd be Tzarek Lahamid Kederchim and Sinu Etz Moshe Ben Olam B'Shalom Sha'aran V'Chur Tamchem B'Yadav. So So the Shulchan Aruch's vision of this is that the whole Maariv was somebody standing next to the Chazan. He's acting like Moshe Rabbeinu acted as the Baal Tefillah for Klal Yisroel, and he had Aaron and Hur together with him, so the Chazan should have two people next to him. Meaning nowadays is only until after Baruch. So, until after they finish Shechiyonu, they stay with him. So, the original kviyas of the tefillah of the day that we have a bezdin together. But afterwards, they can return to the seat.
Why not a Rosh Hashanah also?
Why not Rosh Hashanah? Well, Yom Kippur seems to be as much more a day of asking for bakasha of slicha for Klal Yisrael, so you want to do that. That's more along the lines of what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing by when he went out to fight Amalek. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah was being Ma'amach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Hey, Yeshem Raglayim Kol Yom V'Kol Laila. Yud Gimel Kol Laila Hainu B'Shas Tefillah B'Laila. It means that when they're davening at night time, they stand. It doesn't mean they stay up the whole night standing. Tumul Kein Yukli Spela B'Yom Ki Yisnam Nemu. A person would do that, he's going to be very sleepy by day, and take away from his davening by day. The time immediately is doing with some malachim. Therefore, the reason why we stand is because the malachim are always standing. There's no union of women to stand because there's no female malachim. I think nowadays, according to the feminist movement, there are. But
according to now, there are.
The feminist movement says that there.
Oh, we don't have. There's no court for women standing.
There's. No, it says not so because there needs to be like malachim. There's no female malachim. Mm-hmm. They can support themselves a little bit. Because it's not like Vidur that you have to stand. There's a lot of union of standing. Okay. I'm not sure why that was a concern per se, that you know they would. By standing, sometimes a person develops an urge to go to the bathroom, so they have to be careful, make sure that they when they do that, it doesn't happen, they should go to the bathroom. They shouldn't hold it in.
What's a Sha'arei Tzion say? Lashem lo yamdu.
Yes, because ein yechelen lehidomis lehen. Women can't be like malachim because there's no female malachim. That's a difference. The Shartzin and Yud Ches points out, even close to the Matar Frayim, that a person is not sure that standing might be negative for him. It'll cause him to misnam and b'shasa tefilo, or not have the proper kavana. So it's an aveira. That's a night that's staying up at night, and for sure, but. He says, and also even by daytime, it was going to make him very tired, won't have the proper kavana. So he should not stand, but he might need Hatar Sadorim. He'd be ready, previous years had done so. So that would be a Hatar Sadorim situation. I also, Shiva revised the Gozbad, as far as everybody knew, would stand in his corner the whole night of Yom Kippur and the day. In the whole time, just a tremendous geeper. It was a very, these people went through the war, like, did they function differently than everybody else? If you can survive that, you can survive anything. You'd stay late at night, Yom Kippur night, he was still there. You come early in the morning, he was still there, just corner standing over there, learning, davening, saying whatever he was doing over there. Face in his corner, you couldn't see him. He just like that the whole Yom Kippur. I'm sure not to watch. Okay. Vav. Dagim Lovam Vesakneses will learn Shiras and Shishbachas call Halilo. There's a minute to spend the night in Shul and to say Tiras and Shishbachas. If you do that, you should not sleep near the Oren. You should sleep further away from the Oren. Well, you're not staying there in order to say the tefillas. Don't sleep there. They have responsibility to the tzibur to sound proper, so they cannot stay up. Go home and go to sleep. So I'd rather have you go to sleep and get a good night's sleep and be able to daven properly. Because they relied on candles, so there's a tremendous amount of candles. You obviously had to keep your eye on that because of the potential for danger, for fire. So, Yisgur Sharmer. So, if that's what you're worried about, so hire somebody. Because of a shlo, Kadim Sheish and Yomar Abba Mizmor, Shadim Shematilim, Shem Shmiro, the carry. So, the word carry has 300, is the gematria of 310, Kufre Shud. And the first four kapitah of Tilim, there are 310 words. So it's a shmira. The person should not have carry on the Yom Kippur, which we said before is not a good thing. So you should say those four kapitels. That's besides everything else you say in Kriyashma. The person should not be wrapped up so much in his hot blankets. At least keep his feet out. If you sleep in the shul, yachad rochim in oran pen yavur l'day afacha, because possibly a person when he's sleeping will pass gas, and that's not derech eretz to do that near the oran. Person is not going to be staying up to say that the tefillos, he shouldn't stay in the shul. Tezayin shmishen the tam heter shen o mishum shalon shom l'tzarech mitzvah l'chein motulisha. Once you need to be there, let's say up late to say the davening, and we say, you know what, we'll let you sleep there to be able to do that, because it wasn't safe to go home, you know, very late at night. But if you're not going to stay, so let's do that, so there's no reason to stay. The Gemara is about tshuva. Tavachom should join the tzibur also. It's a good idea to shorten Tfilas Shachris. So I have a katzim in Piyutim Masichas Shachris Kedei LaMayir Binyan Sheispal LaMosif Kedim Sheva Shal. So he wants you to start Mosif before the time of 7 hours. Now, Mosif really can be said any time during the day. The issue over here is not Mosif. The issue over here is the conflict in Mosif and Minchah. We have a dilemma in halacha. What do we do when we have a situation where a person did not, shachris took longer, and now by the time they're ready to start Muslim, it's ready halachically time you can start davening mincha. So do we say we apply the rule of tatar, b'shenu tatar, tatar kaidu, and therefore we should have a mincha first and then Muslim? Do we say that since the ma'isim b'mikdosh, all kavanas had to be nikrav between the Musa, the tamash of shachris, tamash of ben aboyim, so the Musa had to be nikrav between shachris and minchos? You have to daven Musa first. But chalal also Musa represents the more kaddish element of the day, so it's more kaddish. So you have an issue of kaddish versus tatar. The more it says makudish versus tatar is an issue. Which one goes first? So the best aids is don't get involved in the shayla. If I start Musaf early enough, that you don't get involved in the shayla. So that's what our...
Is that the same shayla that one gets involved in if they for some reason, like on Rosh Chodesh or something, you had to run to work or something like that. You only daven.
Right. So we paskin over there that by Mincha Gedolah, the Ma'aseh Yoseh Musa first. Because it's not the Iker's amount of Mincha yet. We reach Mincha Ketana already. So we give Kedima to Mincha and then we do the Hamusav afterwards. But then we prefer not to be stuck with the issue.
Yeah.
Terim l'katzer. Aleph. V'im usef sheish. Yadalgo v'im makenu leitze is. Skip v'im makenu. Kimiach v'ad shal shviz. Yikar higiyaz ma'am mincha. Once you get into the seventh hour, so usef sheish means you haven't completed 6 hours yet. So if chatzois is at 1 o'clock, so talking about, it's 12:30. So 12:40. So skip v'im makenu and go into... I'm not sure what he's picturing over here. He means because you're going to lane. Partially what he means is if you think based on where you are in chakras, you'll end up by the time you finish laning being too late, skip a vinum again and go straight and do that. Or alternatively, he says you'll lane after most of it. Possible. I'm not sure what he means. Based kadam sheva shows the chilul royal is zoyer lechassel fills most of kadam she shows umechso alayim. Pishav sheish umechso whose man tefilas mincha gedola. She's a dear yosim tefilas musa. So we proper to start before 6.5 hours. So that's already halfway through the seventh hour. We calculate our hours. We say it's 1 hour to the day. It means 1 hour is already passed. You were in the first hour the whole time. So you're in 6.5 hours means you're in the seventh hour. Then Mincha goes first. So a person says 10 viduyim above barba tefillas. So that's 4 by day, twice in chakras, twice, once by yourself, once with the shots. Same thing by Musaf, Mincha, and Hilo. And then before, we have one Leil Yom Kippur, you say Vidi one time. Mincha Erev Yom Kippur, you say Vidi one time. You can go to Master's Hashem B'Yom Kippur. Yeah. Fine. Should we start Tavar Shabbat? Say 20. Let's have 5 minutes. Tavish Chaval said a Kriya Satara the Mila Yom Kippur. Matzian Shnei Svarim Barishad Karan Shisha Beparashas Archemois Ad Biyas Kasher Tzivah Hashem. B'chal B'Shabbos Karan Shiva. We divide up into 7 parts. With Shabbos, I'm after Karan B'Sheni B'Pinchas. He takes the second Sefer Torah. He lays from that Parshas Pinchas B'Shal LaChodesh. I'm after Yeshaya. Remember. So the son of Panaderek, I'd keep Hashem deeper. Pretty straightforward. Kurdish Shishal. Neshuk Dushos, Yosem, Misha Yomtev. So Yomtev, you've lane 5, here you lane 6, because the Maize is in some ways greater Kedusha. So the Morris was Masak, and you lane 6. Shasu Bechol Malacha, as opposed to Yomtev, which is Mutter in certain Malachas, Melech Zachon Nefesh. Fichu Masiv and Echod, Vein Masiv and Yos. But we do not add Aliyahs. Even though on Shabbos Mishnah Berurah seems to be agreeable to the concept of adding liyas, the problem is you add liyas, it's no longer nicker that Yom Kippur is somewhere in Kedusha between Yom Tov and Shabbos. There's 8 aliyahs, 9 aliyahs, 10 aliyahs. So what's between Yom Kippur and Shabbos? So the only way you can tell is you only have 6 and not more. Shulein Parshat Achrei Mois. He's a bizarre call me should start on Mrs. Miliaran or Murray the Mosaleum. Person feels anguish or he cries. The fact that the 2 sons of Aaron died, His sins are forgiven. When his children do not predecease him. The point is that contemplating the death of the Bnei Aaron indicates how ephemeral the reality of life is, and a person should do tshuva. If we have a kabbal karma, then if in the highest great cedars the fire is able to bring it down, so for sure the zubakir is like the moss going on the wall that the fire can burn it. And destroy it.
Okay.
Current Shiva. If it's Shabbos, come up with Shar Shabbos. I'm going to rub a simon to Reshbe Beis, Chachila, and Kedai Lohoyzeh while the Shiva. Okay. And Yom Kippur, even though normally Mishabur again endorses the idea of adding Aliyahs, he doesn't seem to be against it. But on Yom Kippur, he's against it. Because if you look at the Aliyahs, each of the Aliyahs talks about the Yom Kippur, Chiper Badoi, Chiper Badoi Bad Beisoi, Chiper Badoi Bad Kokal Yisrael, Chiper Aleichem, Matahir Eschem. Each one of the one ends with a certain thought of Kippur. When you add another Aliyah, you're going to lose that point. So we don't want to, Chilchil is not Kedai to lose that Simentoi. If this is going to benefit charitable causes, we're going to allow it. Or as he puts it, if somebody will do it, we're not going to have a problem with that. Loy Hibson. Okay. After. Before the bracha, you don't say Melech Mechel. Came on Melech Mechel Shalech Elohotza. You say the bracha of Emesu came. Ad Baruch Hashem, Melech Mechel. Laban Seinu, Mavir Shasen Bechol Shana Mashana Melech Kol Haaretz. Kedei Shisil B'Yom Kippur. Fine. Base. Mila B'Yom Kippurim. Mal Ben Yotzer LeMosif. The meal is between after Shachar and before Motziv. Achar Kriyas Torah. Achar Meal Amrim Ashrei. We say Ashrei. Fine. B'minig Lamul Achar Ashrei. The Ramos says no. We say Ashrei first. B'imu Malkam Shatorach Lotzis Meisa Knesses. If, however, we can't bring the child, there's no Arab. Let's say you can't bring the child to shul. So then, in Mal and Ad Achar Chazara Sefer Torah, you put the Sefer Torah back into the Oren. And then you repeat the Kaddish. After you did the meal, so the people would actually leave and go to the meal and come back, and then they'll say Kaddish. Mila, hey, Vermin's Karbris, Mechal Shabbos, Armin Yemli Yavasha. So you sometimes remember one of the Piyutim, which you say towards the end of Slichas. You say towards the end of Slichas, not. Originally, but later on, when we start to make tshuva, is the piyut of Scharbris Avraham Makedas Yitzchak, Vashem Shusel Hayakev Hashem Alman Shemecha. So it starts up with Scharbris Avraham. So that's very appropriate for when we're doing a bris mila. You should remember the bris of Avraham. So it's proper to add in the slicha of Scharbris. And we had a bris mila on Yom Kippur and tells, and so it's not in the machzor. So somebody went beforehand and made photocopies, 500 photocopies of the slicha, and during shacharis, at some points in the slichas, they gave a klop. Everybody put out their sheet, and he said the schar bris because of this did. I've not seen people say Yom Le'Bosha by a bris mila. Have you ever seen people say Yom Le'Bosha? Maybe it started, I don't know. Yom Le'Bosha is a Yom Le'Bosha. It's Shimchul Geulim. So it was a piyut which was actually made for Pesach. But imagine the idea of the schus of bris in there. So would make sense to say it before Bris. Ben Yotz and Musav, we lay in between Yotz and Musav. Tefillah Shachar is Kadam, she taught her, Mashen Ken Musav. Shachar is much more taller than Mila, so Shachar goes beforehand. Yet Mila and Musav, it's a toss up, so we don't put Mila first.
Why can't we bring the child to the shul, to the basic initiative on Yom Tov? That's not valid, sorry. You still need an Erev?
On Yom Tov, not a problem. The problem is Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to carry Yom Kippur, except there's no valid Erev.
You're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur.
Right. You're not. So Yom Kippur's like Shabbos. Achar Ashrei. So the Mechaber said you say Ashrei after the Mila. Most of the Minigas to say Ashrei and then do the Mila. Yishtagam lo mukadam Ashrei. Some do like the Mechaber. Every Rabbi Shiskim Gam Kain Inochin Ochin Lasses Mekam Atamim. The proper thing to do is to do the Mila before Ashrei. They need to leave the shul, do the meal, because they can't bring the child. Because no Erev. So people are going to have to leave to go for the bris. So in that situation, so we wait till we put the Sefer Torah back. Arach HaChazor is Sefer Torah. We don't want to leave the Sefer Torah by itself. It's also relevant on Rosh Hashanah when they go out for Kiddush, places which have Kiddush before Tkiyas. So you leave the Sefer Torah on the beam and everybody goes to have Kiddush. So it's not proper. So if you have a minyan of people which are not eating by the Kiddush, some people don't eat in Kiddush, and they like I said before, the person's allowed to wait. Not eat till after Chatzos. Whereas on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do that. Normally, Rosh Hashanah, it's Mutter. The place in which everybody's going out, you don't have a minyan people left behind, they put the Sefer Torah back beforehand. This is what we do in Yeshiva. Put it back, and then we go off for the Kiddush. Not to leave the Sefer Torah by itself. Chazon Mekadosh. He's an Ochon Ladasim Bechavar Demila who cut him Ashrei. So you say Kaddish again. You didn't say Ashrei, went out to where the house was, did the Mila, came back. Everybody said Ashrei, and you said Kaddish. Somebody understand that the Kaddish is referring back, the Kaddish is said on a reading from a piece of Tanakh. So you said Ashrei. So very good. The Mila who Achar Ashrei. So you said Ashrei already. You went out, did the Mila, come back, and you say Kaddish. Can you have to go to obey Ashrei with the Kaddish? Are you a Hiluchim Shalachutz? Can't say, welcome, Shemri, he wrote in Kanamusav. She ate for Kamab Sukkim. Valayo have a Yakoi Hakaddish. They have the tefillah that the Baal Tul says that the Russian should accept the tefillah as Barotzin. So there it mentions them Sukkim. Allow Yekoy Hakadosh. Mekam Hashem Amrim Yirotzen Yeshlomer Ezemiz Mor Kodem Amiris Hakadosh. Okay, let's hold it over here.